Kingston falls 49-41. And now we are joined by Joby Sykes, head coach of the Fredericktown Blackcats. First off, Coach, congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
All right, now 2-2 you are. And a great first half where you used defense, some missed shots by Kingston to push the ball up the floor and kind of get yourself set up offensively. And then you were knocking down some early threes. Logan Winkleman had a great game. Just really defensively, offensively, a pretty good night for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought our guys played great in the first half. Everything that could have gone our way went our way. You know, when we can score points, we're pretty deadly. And that's what I told the guys in the locker room. It's the tale of two teams there. In the first half, we looked so good, and then the second half, we got scared. And hopefully that'll come with a little bit more experience.
Yeah, I mean, only an 18-point second half compared to a 31-point first half. But really, it all started with Logan Winkleman offensively. He did a great job driving to the bucket. As a matter of fact, our play of the game was that fourth quarter where he just went from wing to the center of the court, drew the foul, made the layup, converted the free throw, kind of really put that lead into a bigger lead for you in that fourth quarter. But really, Winkleman, kind of the star of the show tonight.
Sure, absolutely. And I knew going in that we have to get Logan going, you know, for us to be successful. And I think tonight he proved that he can put the ball in the hole. You know, something that we've been working on a little bit is shot selection. You know, it's tough for him to figure out because he's such a good player that he wants to shoot it a lot and not necessarily in good situations and not necessarily, you know, good shots. And he's learning that, and he did a great job tonight, I thought. You know, he only forced maybe a few that I probably could have, you know, had back if I had to do it all over again. But, yeah, really proud of Logan. He had a great game and, you know, probably one of the reasons why we won tonight.
8 different guys scored. That's pretty good.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I was really impressed with our bench there in the first half. We had some guys getting some foul trouble early, because it's difficult dealing with that big 55 down in there because we didn't have anybody that big, you know. But our bench really gave us a nice spurt there in the first half. So another reason why we were successful.
Well, and you mentioned the bench play. David Frazier came off the bench within like the first 2 minutes or 3 minutes of the game because Kenny Couch got himself 2 quick fouls. And then Frazier went right to work offensively, got 4 quick points, and was able to add one more before the end of it all. But, talk about that bench play and how important it is for you to have, you know, 3 or 4 guys score 3 or 4 points off the bench.
Yeah, absolutely. It's incredibly huge for us. Dave did an excellent job there in that first half of giving us an offensive burst. And then as well, you know, something that's pretty solid of Dave is that he always gives great effort on defense as well. He gets a lot of touches, gets a lot of steals, and he gave great effort, you know, on defense. I'm not sure if our whole team, you know, all 12 guys really understand the importance of having guys on the bench that can come in and give really good minutes. Sometimes they think just because they don't start that they're not involved, but that's not even true because basketball really is truly a team sport, and you got to have those guys come off the bench and give good minutes, and our guys did that tonight.
All right, Coach, looking ahead on the schedule, Herculaneum on Thursday, Perryville on Friday, back-to-back home games for you. That's 3 home games, as a matter of fact, in a row, including this Kingston game. Nice way to break in the new gym floor, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we love being at home. We tend to shoot a little bit better at home like most teams do. So we're excited to get back at it on Thursday and see what Herky's got.
All right. What are you going to talk to the guys about in practice between now and then?
It's been kind of the same thing the last couple weeks. It's been scenarios, you know, and trying to take better care of the basketball. And trying to take better shot selection, you know, late in that second half, whenever instead of scoring points, we need to just manage the game and win. That's something that's gonna be tough for us. But maybe if I do my job a little bit better, maybe we'll be better prepared on Thursday. I don't know.
All right, Fredericktown gets Herculaneum on Thursday, Perryville on Friday, but they're gonna celebrate this one tonight. Fredericktown defeats Kingston 49-41 here in Fredericktown. Coach, thanks so much for your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.